Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Die with Zero by Bill Perkins, a thought-provoking guide on maximizing life's enjoyment by rethinking our financial habits. Published in 2020, this book challenges the traditional save now, spend later approach that has dominated personal finance advice for decades. Perkins, a seasoned hedge fund manager and film producer, with deep expertise in venture capital and energy markets, introduces a radical philosophy. Spend more and save less to ensure you experience life to the fullest. Die with Zero unpacks the myths of delayed gratification and the dream of a comfortable retirement, prompting readers to reconsider how they manage their finances. Perkins advocates for a strategic approach to spending that ensures you derive maximum pleasure from your earnings throughout your entire life, rather than hoarding resources for a future that may never come. This book is an essential read for workaholics seeking a more balanced lifestyle, financial advisors in search of innovative strategies, and young professionals eager to adopt a new perspective on wealth and happiness. Tune in to discover how Die with Zero can transform your outlook on money and life. Die with Zero, getting all you can from your money and your life. Introduction. Make every moment count, a fresh perspective on life and wealth. Ever been preached the gospel of relentless saving for a serene retirement? It's a familiar refrain echoing through the corridors of conventional wisdom. However, what if this well-trodden path is leading us astray? What if the pursuit of saving every dime for tomorrow means squandering the joy of today? This discussion invites you to challenge these traditional notions about money, wealth, and personal fulfillment. Discover how to truly maximize your existence on this planet, ensuring that your financial decisions enhance your happiness as well as that of those you cherish. We will delve into topics ranging from the right time to pass on wealth to your children, potentially before you pass away, to why investing in experiences could be the best investment you ever make. Uncover the importance of living a life rich with memories and insights, rather than one merely stockpiled with unused wealth. In this narrative, learn about the benefits of transferring your legacy during your lifetime rather than from your will. Identifying the optimum moment in life to pursue your deepest aspirations. How transforming your adventures and experiences into lasting value can provide greater returns than traditional investments. Join us as we explore these transformative ideas that encourage a life filled with purpose, wisdom, and above all, joy. Part 1. Reclaiming time. Why it's the most crucial asset you have. Imagine John, a vibrant 35-year-old, suddenly faced with a terminal cancer diagnosis. With limited time left, John's wife, Erin, made a life-altering decision to quit her job, dedicating their remaining days to making precious memories together. This heart-wrenching scenario, though extreme, underscores a poignant reality. Our time is inherently limited, and once gone, it's irretrievable. This brings us to a pivotal realization. While you can often find ways to earn more money, lost time is forever lost. Most of us treat time as an abundant resource, constantly deferring our dreams to a distant someday when conditions are just right. Take the example of a 30-year-old planning to relish life post-retirement, the epic Italian vacation, learning to water ski, or embarking on a global adventure. Although this sounds practical, there's an inherent flaw in this delayed gratification. As age creeps up, our capacity to enjoy these dreamed-of activities can diminish drastically. Why hesitate? Often it's because from a young age, society ingrains a savings-first mentality. Let's revisit an enlightening dialogue that shifted the author's perspective. During his early career in finance, the author prided himself on squirreling away every spare penny on a modest salary. His frugality drew unanticipated advice from a seasoned co-worker. The essence of it was simple. Accumulating money for a wealthier but possibly less energetic future self seemed counterproductive. Why not enrich the present while simultaneously securing the future? Thus, our finance novice began to channel his funds into enjoying his youth, without abandoning his future financial security. This story isn't just about spending money. It's about investing in experiences and moments that enhance the vitality and richness of our current lives. As we proceed, we'll delve into strategies that balance immediate enjoyment with long-term prudence, ensuring that life's journey is as rewarding now as it hopes to be later. Part 2: Invest in Joy. How experiences enrich your life's portfolio. We're quite accustomed to the idea of financial investments, whether it's stocks, bonds, or real estate. The intention: put money in, get more money out. But let's shift the lens a bit. What about investing in experiences? Take, for instance, splurging $10,000 on an enriching European adventure. You explore new countries, mingle with diverse cultures, and perhaps even pick up a new language or two. On your return, you might look back and wonder, was this really an investment? After all, that $10,000 won't reappear in your bank account. Here's a compelling twist to consider. Investments aren't solely about financial return. The core insight here is, your experiences will pay you valuable memory dividends. Each time you recall a moment from your European travels or share stories with friends, you're reaping the dividends of joy and enrichment. These aren't tangible returns, but the emotional and psychological rewards can be immense. Even though reminiscing might not be as thrilling as the actual adventure, that doesn't diminish its value. As life progresses, these memory dividends accumulate, weaving into a rich tapestry of recollected joy and wisdom. Eventually, this reservoir of cherished memories can offer a form of wealth far removed from financial assets, enriching your existence with depth and satisfaction. You might think there's plenty of time to make these investments in experiences, preferring to focus on financial security first. However, consider this. The sooner you embrace these adventures, the longer you'll have to cherish and relive these moments. Reflecting on personal history, the author recounts the touching story of his father, whose deteriorating health stripped away his ability to forge new memories. To address this, the author compiled a highlights reel of his father's college football glory days, a gesture that his father declared the greatest gift he'd ever received. This gesture underscored the undeniable value and profound impact of revisiting cherished life experiences. Embracing life's experiences offers undeniable benefits. But what happens when work commitments start to overshadow the ability to enjoy these precious moments? This is a challenge we will explore further as we continue. Part 3: Maximize Your Life's Earnings. Spend wisely, die with purpose. Imagine if your boss suggested that you work without pay. The idea seems absurd, right? However, inadvertently, that's what many do over their lifetimes, including Elizabeth. At 45, this child-free woman earns $49,000 annually, but spends only $33,000. She diligently stashes away the remaining $16,000 each year into savings and retirement accounts. Fast forward to her retirement at 65. Elizabeth's net worth stands at $770,000, encompassing savings and home equity. Over the next 20 years, she expends $32,000 annually, and by the time of her passing at 85, she has $130,000 left untouched. So here's a thought-provoking concept: die with zero or work for free. On the surface, Elizabeth's financial prudence seems commendable until we delve deeper. By leaving behind $130,000, she essentially worked over 6,000 hours for free. Focus on work that provided no personal enjoyment or direct benefit in her lifetime. How could Elizabeth have managed differently? Enter the life cycle hypothesis, LCH, a financial theory advocating for an even spread of expenditure throughout one's life. The goal of LCH is to align your spending with your earning, aiming to diminish your net worth to zero by the end of life. Adhering to LCH means adapting your finances to ensure a consistent lifestyle without the burden of excessive leftover funds. Implementing LCH involves approximating one's lifespan. No easy task, but a valuable exercise. Had Elizabeth embraced this approach, she might have allocated her resources to enjoy a fuller, richer life rather than accumulating unspent wealth. This unspent sum, amounting to 6,000 hours of labor, could have translated into memorable experiences or invested joyously in her passions, opportunities lost to the conventional savings mentality. This scenario invites us to rethink our financial strategies. Are we truly maximizing our life's earnings, or are we merely stockpiling them for a day that may never come? By considering Elizabeth's story, we can better understand the profound impact of our financial decisions, recognizing the importance of enjoying our earnings while we are still vibrant enough to do so. Part 4. Rethinking inheritance. Give wisely, live fully. The notion of dying with zero can raise eyebrows, especially for those with children. The common urge is to secure a financial cushion for your offspring, as leaving substantial inheritance is often seen as a final act of parental care. But does holding on to all your wealth until the end truly serve your family best? It's crucial to distinguish between selfish spending and strategic financial planning. The pivotal insight here is, dying with zero doesn't mean spending your children's inheritance. Consider this scenario. You've earmarked $50,000 for your daughter's inheritance. By mentally categorizing these funds as hers, not yours, you simplify your financial management. But this doesn't mean you should just leave the $50,000 in your bank until you pass away. A more impactful approach involves transferring this inheritance during your lifetime. Statistically, most Americans inherit from their parents only after their passing, typically when they're around 60 years old. However, rethinking this timing can significantly enhance the utility of the inheritance. Imagine giving your daughter this financial boost when she is 30, perhaps when she's looking to buy her first home or fund her children's education. The immediate benefits are tangible and the impact substantial, potentially setting her up for greater financial freedom and stability. Moreover, allocating money for your children when they are younger can empower them to make significant life decisions without the strain of financial hardship, from securing a family home to investing in valuable life experiences. Recall the previously discussed value of investing in experiences. This principle applies just as fittingly to the younger generation. Despite these advantages, many parents hesitate to release their hold on these earmarked funds, often out of concern for potential health issues and the associated costs in their later years. This concern, while valid, overlooks a viable solution: long-term care insurance. Opting for such insurance can cover potential future needs while freeing up capital to benefit your children during your lifetime. This approach not only ensures a more dynamic and useful distribution of your resources, but also secures your own needs, striking a balance between generosity and prudence. This strategy aims to maximize the impact of your wealth across generations, promoting a legacy of wisdom and well-timed support rather than merely leaving a static sum behind. Part 5. Embrace the seasons of life, seize every moment. Often it is proclaimed that life is fleeting, a one-time journey with a singular endpoint. However, a more nuanced view suggests that within our singular life, we undergo several metaphorical deaths or significant transitions. For instance, consider the author's personal anecdote. There was a time when his daughter loved watching a particular movie with him, a cherished ritual. Then suddenly, She outgrew this phase, declaring her disinterest in the movie. This seemingly trivial shift marked a profound transition for the author. He was no longer the parent of a little girl whose world orbited closely around him, but rather the father of an emerging individual with distinct tastes. This narrative brings us to a compelling insight. Change is inevitable, so grasp every opportunity. In essence, each phase of our lives, our interests and our roles, eventually concludes, making way for new beginnings. As these transitions occur, so too do the versions of ourselves associated with them. The energetic teenager, the devoted parent of a young child, each self gradually fades into the backdrop of our evolving story. How does this connect to your financial planning? It's about embracing life's episodic nature and planning accordingly. Imagine life segmented into time buckets, each spanning roughly 5 to 10 years, representing different chapters of your life. For example, in your 30s, you might envision 6 or 7 more of these time buckets stretching into the future. With this structure in mind, reflect on the experiences you yearn to have. Which dreams excite you, and at what age will you best appreciate them? Assign each aspiration to its ideal time bucket. This approach helps clarify how you might allocate your resources over time, ensuring that you can fully engage with each life stage's unique pleasures and challenges. By understanding that each chapter has an expiration date, you are better positioned to optimize your experiences in each phase, spending your resources in a manner that enriches your whole life, rather than saving them for a future that may look quite different from what you imagine. Thus, by accepting the transient nature of life stages, you empower yourself to live each one to its fullest, making informed and impactful decisions about when and how to deploy your financial assets. Part 6: Strategic Savings. Enough for comfort, not excess. Navigating the balance between saving too much and too little for retirement is a concern that looms large over many. Clearly, running the risk of depleting your funds during your golden years is a daunting prospect. But how do you determine the right amount to save, ensuring you don't overshoot and miss out on life's experiences? The concept to grasp here is straightforward. Save enough for retirement, but not a cent more. To get a handle on what's enough, start by calculating your net worth. Sum up all your assets and subtract your debts. This figure represents your financial footprint. As you progress through life, your net worth is likely to grow. Early career may be marked by student loans and entry-level salaries. But as years roll by, these debts typically decrease, salaries increase, and assets like home ownership add weight to your financial stability. But does a continuously escalating net worth signify success? It does, up to a point. Beyond this, it's possible for your net worth to exceed what you actually need, leading potentially to oversaving. Consider this example. If you calculate that you need $12,000 annually to cover basic living expenses and expect to live another 40 years, the math suggests you need $480,000 to retire comfortably. However, taking into account the interest accrued over time, you could actually retire with about 70% of that sum, as the growth of your assets can help stretch this amount further. Once your financial reserves reach this vital threshold, where your assets can sustain you for life, it's time to rethink the accumulation. Further wealth accumulation should then take a back seat to spending on enriching life experiences. This might include traveling, indulging in hobbies, or reducing work hours to enjoy more leisure time. Adopting this strategy not only secures your financial needs for the future, but also liberates you to fully embrace and enjoy the present. This balanced approach ensures you make the most of your resources throughout your life without the burden of unnecessary excess weighing you down in your later years. Part 7: Early risks can lead to lifelong rewards. The adage, "the bigger the risk, the greater the reward," holds a kernel of truth, but lacks a key nuance. Timing is crucial. Risk-taking is somewhat akin to globe-trotting adventures. It's generally more fruitful and less daunting in your youth. Why should you take significant leaps earlier rather than later? Consider a high-stakes aspiration like becoming a Hollywood star. Imagine relocating to Los Angeles, a city where dreams are both made and shattered. You'd start attending auditions while juggling a job as a waiter, a common dual existence for many hopefuls in the acting scene. The risks are palpable, the odds are steep, and the chance of ending up without steady employment is real. Here's a crucial perspective to keep in mind. The older you get, the more serious the consequences of risks become. Embarking on this actor's journey at 21 poses minimal real-life risk. Failures in this case are less catastrophic. You have ample time to recalibrate and venture into different careers if necessary. At such a young age, the potential benefits of succeeding in a high-risk dream overwhelmingly outweigh the drawbacks. Essentially, at 21, not pursuing your dream might be the riskier move. You risk a lifetime of regret and what-ifs. However, the scenario shifts as you age. Imagine you make this career gamble at 35. If you've established a different career or started a family by this time, the stakes are significantly higher. The repercussions of failure extend beyond personal disappointment, potentially impacting your family's financial stability and your own career trajectory. Moreover, even if you succeed later in life, say at 55, the span of time to enjoy and capitalize on this success is markedly shortened compared to what a younger person might expect. This leads to an essential lesson: seize opportunities early. Waiting for the right moment or financial security may mean missing out on less risky, potentially rewarding life adventures. Opportunities and life itself are finite, but the potential of your aspirations remains boundless. Embrace bold moves while the personal and professional stakes are more manageable and the long-term benefits can be truly transformative. Final summary. The central theme of our discussion is clear and compelling. Do not spend your life merely accumulating wealth for an uncertain future. As one ages, wealth might increase, but often at the expense of declining health and a diminishing appetite for new experiences. It's wiser to leverage your financial resources during your younger years. This period is prime for pursuing ambitious dreams that may carry risks and for indulging in enriching experiences such as travel, which broadens the mind and spirit. Remember, the permanence of life is a myth, and our time here is finite. Rather than accruing an impressive bank balance, the focus should shift towards creating a life brimming with joy and meaningful experiences. In summary, prioritize happiness and personal fulfillment. Allow your financial decisions to support a vibrant, well-lived life, rather than a future that may not arrive as expected. This approach not only enhances your own life journey, but also sets a valuable example for others in making the most of every moment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.